lip service.
What's up? It's lip service, and we're excited to be here. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
Ooh, and with us for the very first time ever.
Absolutely, I'm here.
Mario is here with us.
Absolutely, what's going on?
Yes, and you have a brand new song out, which we are going to talk about because we're very curious about drowning.
Okay.
Okay, in other words, we just watched the video because we got a little sneak peek.
I don't even know they sent the video out.
Did you see it?
Of course.
No, I'm kidding.
No, I didn't know they sent it out to y'all already. That's what's up, though. I'm happy you saw it.
We got to see the very sexy video you have. Now, the ladies are going to weigh in on this, but first we want to hear from you. Mm. The content of the song, Being in Love, with more than one woman at a time, is that really possible? Can you have the same love for two women?
I'm gonna rephrase that though. So the situation was, I broke up with my ex. Mm-hmm. In the process of like dealing with the realness of losing a friend, losing somebody you were connected to sexually, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm not thinking about relationships. I'm not thinking about nothing. I met someone, mm-hmm. and like the connection was crazy, and we hit it off quick, right? And in the process of that, it's like there were certain nights we'd be hitting it off. We in the bed and I'm thinking about my ex, like real thoughts, like real, like, you know, the stuff you see in movies and like the face flat, like them type of situations. Cause it was the first girl I dealt with after her. Mm-hmm. So that's what the song was really about. I wasn't in love with her. It was lust.
What's the time period between when y'all broke up and you started falling for somebody else?
4 months.
I have this theory.
But I see, hold on, let's go back. I didn't fall for her, though. I didn't fall for her.
Well, okay, so it you don't call falling. It falling for
no,
her.
No, it wasn't falling.
It was a lust.
Definitely. We had a deep connection. I think for me, it takes me a while to fall for somebody.
Okay, you know deep connection.
So with the new girl, didn't turn into a relationship.
No.
So it was kind of like a rebound.
Yeah. It was a rebound.
I can relate. I had a little situation that was like...
Little lituation.
I had a little lituation.
New boo situation.
A little something, you know, it was a little fling.
I wouldn't even call it a rebound, though, because it wasn't like... And we took, you know, because I met her shortly after, but we didn't, like, have sex or anything until, like, you know, 3-4 months after we met. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't really a rebound. It's just the connection was...
The connection.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, the connection was strong. See, a rebound, to me, is... I would make that decision that this is going to be my... situation to help me get over that. It was none of that.
It might have been a subconscious rebound, like that.
You just needed to be.
To no, because I have this theory, right? They always say that men and women deal with breakups differently, mm-hmm. which I do think is true.
It's very true.
Hell yeah.
I think for women, when we break up, like we call our friends, we're miserable, we cry, we deal with it.
Crying.
And that depends on like the situation.
In general,
especially it depends on like how you broke up, like what caused the breakup, also.
And I think for women, when we break up, we kind of know it's coming before it happens. Like, we done broke up 4 months ago before you even knew we broke
up. In our head, we planned for it.
Maybe even a year.
Yeah, sometimes. In some cases. We've been distancing ourselves.
It depends on the woman you're dealing with, though.
But then I
know some women who just go hard. Like, they break up and they go on a spree. You know, they want to get they rocks off.
Men do that, too.
Of course. But, and then, to that specific point, and then... They're like, all right, I'm going to chill for a minute.
But see, I'm saying in general, guys, and they've done studies on this, have been known to, when they break up, they immediately try to go out like that night or, you know, pretty soon after and act like it didn't happen and they don't deal with it until months later.
It wasn't
And
like
by
that
the time
for me.
They start dealing with it, we over it.
Yeah, by the time you like start being like, I miss you.
Nah, I wish it was like that. It wasn't like that for me because I lost a friend. You know what I'm saying? We were friends.
Well, why did y'all break up?
I don't even want to get into all that. The timing was crazy for both of us, and we were both trying to make it work, and we lived on like separate coasts. Mm-hmm. So it was just crazy. Yeah.
I feel like if the woman does it and she goes on like a little rampage, it's because she's trying to make the man jealous. Like, and that's a fact. Like, thinking like, I'm going to go out. I'm going to show them. Like,
guys go on their rampage because they're just
whores.
True,
right.
Yeah, it's just natural for them to turn into whores because they're just whores.
You had it in you all this time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You've been
really
it backfired.
It's crazy you said it because I got a homegirl who called me recently. She broke up with her dude. She's like, I just want to go out. If he see me out with you, he going to know. I'm like, you're not about to use me for no. Nah, that ain't happening. Nah, handle your shit.
And I'm sending it to the blog. Right.
And I feel like guys be more sneaky about it. Like if you ask, are you seeing anybody, even though he done fucked 5 people,
facts.
He'll be like, nah, I'm just, you know,
I'm chilling.
Nah, you're not lying.
Yeah. They're gonna lie. That's we'll be like, you know, a lot of guys have been asking me out.
I'm dating.
I'll be honest. I'll be like, well, actually.
I don't know, man. You just.
Actually, there's this one guy, Nube.
Only girls' girlfriends really know what girls do.
That's true.
I'm going to be honest with you. Like, it's tricky out
that.
Here.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and sometimes not even.
You know what I'm saying? So you just got to hope you got a good one, you know, and hope that y'all don't have no super crazy friction, especially when it's a friend of yours. But you never know until you know.
Now, when y'all break up, do you still talk to the person's like family members and friends and stuff like that?
He's going through it right now.
I wouldn't say, nah, it's just funny.
Did you play the song Break Up?
Nah,
baby girl is dumb.
Don't worry, that's coming.
Yo, it's crazy. Like, it wasn't even no time for all that. You know, it was just like, when you're an artist, like, you're constantly on the go. Like, even when, you know, you don't have music out, you're still doing shows, you're still traveling, you're still taking trips doing this. Like, so there's a lot of ways to, like, kind of not think about the situation. But like I said, I can't get past this fact. When it was your friend, it's a whole different type of situation.
You're used to talking all the time.
Yeah.
First like, person I you know call I mean? When something happens.
Yeah. Like, and then it's like, when they like, look, I can't even be friends with you. Mm. See, I can handle being friends with a girl after breaking up with her.
Real all talk. Guys can.
Right.
Like, I can handle being friends. No.
Like, Mario, messed up.
No, I swear
friends
to God.
The benefit.
Negative. No, I'm talking, and because we had that talk. Like, I can handle being friends with you. You like doing your own thing. Like I can handle that.
Most guys can't. That's good. That's a good trait to have.
And that's
where
I'm not just saying
that.
That's real.
I could be friends with my ex too.
Not until she's getting fucked raw and she tells you.
Damn, Luria.
Because they're friends.
God.
They're friends, right?
Like, do we even tell each other that?
He came at me last night. I think I might be pregnant, girl. Or boy.
Well, yeah. Nah. I don't know if see, we had those discussions with men, period.
I don't think he thinks that's so funny anymore. Like, you got to, it's certain.
I'm telling you, I can. Nah,
for
I can.
Real?
Yeah, I can definitely add that.
And then it's do just, you share? Like, yeah, you know, I busted in this girl.
It depends on her level of, if she can handle it. Yeah, I'm at the point in my life where, like, I just want full honesty, full openness. Like, I want to know, like, because I told her, like, I'm like, look, if you need to be, because she was younger than me. I'm like, and this is not to say this was her character, but I'm like, if you need to be a hoe right now and you really feel like that's what you need to test the waters, go do that. You know what I'm saying? You don't got to lie to me. You don't got, like, that's how
go
real.
Stick your tongue like a whole pond,
that's
girl.
That's how real I like my situations to be. It's just 2018.
But when she go out and be a hoe, are you going to take her back after that?
If I love her, yeah. Oh. Like, I'm not.
You special.
Listen. Nah, but look, we in 2018. It's like my child. Right, not to say that she was, but I don't want my child lying to me about shit. You know what I'm saying? If I have a child, I want my child to feel comfortable with being honest with me.
But there's a difference between being honest and like disclosing a lot of information that you don't have to. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's where it get tricky.
Mm-hmm. Because we just had this conversation, right? She
but
said,
that's how you get back into like, all right, I quit smoking, but I'm gonna just smoke tonight. And then I ain't gonna smoke tomorrow. Nah, like you either all the way in or you all the way out.
I quit dicks, but
I'm going to
have some dick tonight.
I had to bring that dick back.
Friends with benefits.
Do you feel like you have to be really like private with your personal life?
I feel like each relationship is specific to the two people and how what they are when they're alone and what they are when they're together. Like, it depends on what they can handle and what y'all goals are. You know, some people have goals of building business together. You know, if that business is social media, then obviously, you know, y'all doing shit together, whatever.
Like if you're some doing Fashion Nova Men and she's doing Fashion Nova Women and y'all post together.
Check. Check. Yeah. But, like, it's like, you know, it depends on what y'all vibe is. Me personally, I'm not putting you out there until or talking about our relationship in public and telling no it's something that's going to be long term. Well, I feel in my heart it's going to be long term.
Can she get like a birthday post?
Of course.
Definitely. I don't feel like I've seen you do that. Have you done this before?
I have, but y'all might have missed it.
Yeah, see, yeah. I blinked.
It must have been on Instagram story.
Yeah,
yeah. 24 hours.
And I'm a control freak. Like, I don't like nobody being able to manipulate anything I do. Like, that's just how I've been since day one. And I guess my social status can vouch for that. Mm-hmm. But if I know somebody personally, like, I'll let you all the way in. Like, it's all love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How do you manage to stay like grounded being that you came in the business at a very young age?
Yeah.
You know, and we've watched you grow up and mature over the past like 15 years.
That was my shit too, braid my hair. That was my soul.
Yeah. Well, he
you
can't
look at me. I know you see A grown ass man getting his dough, back and forth to the studios, hopping out limousines, rocking the latest jeans, Jordans fresh, t-shirts new, and even though these things, yo, I remember, man, I remember the moment I recorded that song here in New York.
I just got off tour.
Right, Lori, I was about to jump in.
I just got off tour. Oh, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, she was about to do the remix with you.
Nah, she ain't had enough drinks in there yet. She ain't had enough done yet.
Lay down my lace front.
Remix.
Move my wig.
360 frontal on you.
Nah, it's crazy. Like, when I sing it on tour now, they be like, brush your head, boy, I come, bro. The ladies, of course.
That's fire.
But nah, yeah, man. Good time.
You must have had some crazy experiences, like, as a... 60.
Oh, you was asking me, how do I stay, you said, how do I stay grounded? You was saying something, and then we started talking about something else.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just difficult because we see so many people that, like, grew up in the public eye, and you do take breaks, it feels like. Like, step back a little.
No, I do. Mm-hmm. Purposely, I do. And some of it wasn't purposely. Like, some of it was, like, business things that went sour, you know, me figuring out. I grew up, you know, in the industry. I grew up before the Digital Crusade, I came out, and then it's like all of that happened. Label mergers and all this. So it was really me finding my creative and my the right business situation that made sense for me to put out a body of work that made sense. And I feel like this album is like a representation of that, and a representation of my growth as a writer, as a producer, as a creative, as a conscious person, you know, as an aware person. But back to your question about growing up in the industry, I think me growing up in Baltimore and seeing so much at an early age kind of gave me just like this reality check that nothing in the business or outside of it could ever really give me. Like, I saw drugs, I saw violence, it was never put in my music because I was always like branded as, you know, a soulful young singer, but and a sex symbol or a love song, whatever you want to call it, right? But
were you okay with being branded that way, or did you want to do more? Like,
I'm gonna get to that. I just want to say this part real quick. But I saw so much growing up in Baltimore that when I came into this, I was like, "Oh, this is it's really fake," kind of sort of like in a way. You know, I think now the digital age is revealing a lot. But before that, you could get away with everything, and nobody, like, unless you knew somebody, you ain't hear what was going on. Now this shit is just like now this with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? You could air a nigga out,
running
niggas be airing each other out on the gram, like arguing over
live.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's a little different.
Which era do you like better?
For where I am now, this era for sure. Yeah, this era. I think that it was kind of inevitable, you know, once the internet like became the monster that it is. I think I've been prepared for this, you know, prepared for this era, prepared to be the voice that I'm, hopefully that my music will allow me to be now from this point moving forward.
Are you answering DMs?
Sometimes. Yeah, of course. Yeah,
all right, sometimes. So for the ladies that want to DM Mario, what can they say to get your attention, or like what gets your attention? Because I know people be sliding in them DMs.
It's two DMs too, by the way.
What you mean?
It's a DM DM and then there's a background DM. What we call the other one? So the background DM would be
the
like
requests?
Yeah, the people that want to DM you but you don't follow them, you ain't. And then there's people that, you know,
that you follow.
And some of them don't, I don't be following them and they be in the special DM.
I don't really know, but the request.
That's because,
like,
once you reply to them, you reply.
Usually, this is how I work, because I don't like going there just randomly looking for whatever. But if I have a show or I go out somewhere and I see somebody or I meet somebody, I'm like, look, I don't give my number out. I'd be like, yo, hit me in the DM. Some girls be like, some be like, I bet. You know, so
about 90% say all right, bet.
Yeah, I would say, about 85-90%.
Okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like curve a little bit.
How though?
It does.
How?
Like, I can't have your number, but you want me to DM you?
They probably like, what's how? The odds that he's
but that's the psychological game people play with themselves. Because you'll go.
What if she says, like, well, okay, well, let me just give you my number. You
know, I'm not playing all that psychological shit.
Bitch,
look,
because I'm gonna think somebody's not interested in me if they won't like take my number, or you know what I'm saying, give me theirs, like DM.
So yeah, and how do you know, like, what? So she's supposed to say, like, yeah, this is Tammy. I had on the red dress and the purple shoes.
You told me to DM. You told me to DM.
You told like 10 bitches to DM
you, right? So how do you know what you want to do?
He laughed.
Tell y'all to play.
Okay.
It's like, all right, psychologically, right? When I say that to you, if I be like, ooh, and you like, yo, so like, what's up? I'm like, look, hit me on the gram, hit me on the DM. you're not even going to know it's me. If I take the time out to go and find you on there, that means that I'm interested. I'm taking the time to do that.
But if you're interested, why you got to do all that? Why not just be like, okay,
because your number.
Nah, yes. This is genius. I'm going to tell you why. Because he could either be curving you or really interested. You'll never know till this motherfucker hits you back.
And not only that, the other thing is he going to see your page and scroll through your shit and see what you're about.
And before most of them decide to get involved,
in a world.
Them tickets you, the pages you tagged in mean a lot more than them.
Yeah, the ones you tagged them. Because the ones you tagged in ain't got Facetune and they ain't got all the extra filters and angles. And you get to see your real.
Okay, so let's just say you meet a girl.
Don't mean he know what she into.
Right.
You learn a lot about a person by what they post.
It's like looking at their profile.
To a certain degree.
Okay, so let's just say you meet a girl, you like her, like, okay, you know what? She DMs you, you go on her page, she got a picture with Usher, she got a picture with Ray J, she got a picture
with Trey Songz.
She got a text coming out next week.
Right. Does that make you feel like,
this is the thing, man. Like, you gotta, if you're, first of all, you have to already know, like, if, you gotta know what you want out of the situation. It's like, if you're going on there and you still communicating with a girl that's out here taking, you already know kind of so that she's a socialite. She out here moving around. So you know what time it is. You could either, you know, entertain that or not. I have my different days where I'm into different things. But for the most part, I'm really into women who are like in tune with themselves. A little more on the aware side. Aware of how their energy is moving. Because I'm very sensitive to that. And that's how I am. Like I invest time in my health. I invest time in my mind, my body, my soul, my create, whatever it is, I invest in it. So 9 times out of 10, somebody I'm gonna really rock with is gonna be more like that than, all right, who can I get a pit? Who can I, you know, and not, no shade to them because they cool as friends sometimes just to, you know, laugh with, hang with, go out with, you know what I'm saying? But like on a personal tip, usually the girls that I spend time with are usually more like in their own space, do their own thing. Like they might even take a picture with somebody famous, but they won't post it.
Right.
Or they might post it on their story, or like, you know what I mean?
Get you a feature. You never know.
With me, it's always the no judge zone. Right. So like, I got girls who like super like that. I know who's just out there just fucking everything. Right. That's
but
cool.
At least you know that's where
they at.
They're not trying to pretend to be something else.
Yeah, and that's cool too. Like, dude, you know, they're what
you're a lot of these girls out here trying to pretend.
But that's something. Would you not date a girl like that? That you found? Say she's just done with that life. And she did used to fuck with mad dudes, and you know that.
Listen,
and
now she got it out of her system. You know, but he said, when he told the girl, like, listen, if you got to go through a whole stage, and I asked him, would he take her back? He said, if he fuck with
I'm her. Simple. It's like this. Where are you now? Who are you now? Who are you today? What are you about? What are your goals? What are your dreams? You know what I'm saying? I personally like dating girls who've been through a lot of shit because I've been through a lot, and I can relate better to them.
Right.
I relate well with women who liberate themselves from really dark places. Those are women that I'm attracted to. Really deep, dark people who just know how to balance it out.
Sounds like that sex would be amazing.
It is amazing. It's always the best.
I was thinking that, but I ain't want to sound like a freak.
That's like my type.
On the couch.
Yeah, that's my type. Like,
you gotta go to the slut walk. He's like, I like that are liberated.
You would definitely find a lot of women there. A lot of women, period.
Nah, I'm saying more.
Hang out in the strip club or something.
I think today, I see a lot of women that are liberating themselves from that phase or certain phases in their life. It's not always about being a hoe. It's deeper than that. Because I believe that, you know, being the mystic that I am, I believe that both men and women have very deep trauma within our DNA that needs to be healed, that comes out through different lifetimes. You know, so it's once you find, like, once you heal yourself in this lifetime, then there's a whole other level of healing that you got to do to really become that light that you truly are on a soul level. And that, I mean, obviously that's like a deeper conversation, but to me, it should be the norm.
What if you were having sex with a girl and she started crying?
Oh, that's
normal.
Then what are you doing?
I'm not even gonna lie to you. Like, that's really normal.
100%. It happens to you. I was gonna say that.
Nah, facts.
That happened more than once, right?
More than 5 times.
And you don't say any. You just, do you hand him a tissue? Right.
Nah, it's not even about the tissue. I feel it with him. I want to dive in there with you.
So you feel like that? It doesn't freak you out at all?
Nah, because when a woman open up to you, I feel that energy. Before. It's like that expansion is what I want to feel. I want to feel that expansion.
But what if you don't know her like that and she starts crying? It's fine.
It doesn't matter. Time and space doesn't exist on a soul level.
So what would make a woman cry during sex?
Like, I don't know what you think.
Trap you off.
What you think? Because you asked.
I probably break up sex.
You asked the question, so it came from somewhere. So what do you?
Well, no, because what we were talking about was, you know, just connecting on that level and coming from a dark space. And I'm thinking sometimes sex can be very emotional for people.
It should be.
And they start crying during it. I've never cried during sex.
I have more.
Ever?
Never ever.
I think I have twice.
No, I have more than once, and I cried during makeup sex before. Oh, like, crazy. I don't
want to. But let me paint a picture for you. So imagine. You meet a guy, right?
Okay.
And this guy introduces you to a level of yourself that you've never experienced before, right? And it starts before sex. It starts on, like, because I just think different people understand different levels of being, existing, loving, whatever the case may be, right? And you say you did. Would it freak you out if you felt so overwhelmed with the energy that was coming through you that you started to cry?
That would have to happen to me. I have no idea what that would be like. I'm sure that would be a very freaky. But listen, I can't even see that happening to me.
But tears just come out. It's not like
I can't even see, because I'm just not like that.
No, I was boohoo crying. Oh, for like real? Talking. Like,
but see, you were going through that was makeup sex.
That was that one time, but I cried before too, because I just felt like love, and right? I felt good. I felt energy. I felt it was overwhelming, and I literally cried. Like,
I know.
And he's like, "Why, my tears? Like, why are you crying?"
I know.
Like,
I
don't know.
I know what'll make Angela cry.
What?
Yeah. You know,
definitely cry if that happened.
That bitch will cry then.
I'll cry, because if somebody sticks that in there, I'm not gonna expect it, and it's not gonna feel good. We're not gonna be prepared. It's gonna be dry, and I'm gonna bleed. And it's gonna hurt.
That's the thing, bro.
Bleed, Angela.
Like, who are you having sex with? Like, are you, like, is it forcefully?
No,
no, like, I'm just not having anal. I've never done it.
Nah, I feel you.
I'm not doing that. And listen, you would have to, you know, do that KY jelly. It's a
the one with the blue
thing.
Top, the liquid. Oh.
They're coming out with an organic one, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So, that makes me happy. I might start doing anal again. Y'all know I stopped doing anal.
What?
I might start doing it again. I feel like
when you are making love or having sex with the right person, you won't need none of that, bro.
Shit. Oh, I don't know.
I'm telling you, you don't need
anal.
You don't need,
you know, because they're proud sponsors of lip service. So I definitely use KY. But realistically, no.
Really?
Nah, baby. I can't put nothing in my booty hole without lube.
That's just in the moment of just.
What about some 1942?
Hey.
Meanwhile, why is my cup the only one almost empty?
I told you it was only going to take 10 minutes to get to this conversation. we was like, yo, Beth, how long is it going to take you to get to like.
To 1842.
And to close up all those wounds also.
No. You don't put, no, 1942. I'm not gonna lie.
You can't put alcohol on anything genital. That shit burns.
You put Patron in your butt?
I suck dick with Patron. Like, I poured.
Oh, we said your butt. You put
that
it in
was
your butt?
Super lit. Man, no, that's crazy.
Oh, okay.
I put Patron.
What type of Patron?
There's certain people that's.
Was
I'm
it
not
silver, añejo, or reposado?
Like, burns us? Because that
so
shit
confused.
Burns.
Where's the question?
It was the green one.
Yo,
it was
this the is green. Crazy.
You're so basic.
Oh, you put silver?
You supposed to do it with the platinum one.
You need añejo on that dick.
You trying to bring out some different spirits, huh? You trying to bring out some different spirits, huh?
I'll say that.
Wow.
Did you get drunk? Because we need to know.
That is intense.
So what, was it a triple shot?
Nigga, I had more than triple.
I'm talking about on the dick.
Yes.
That was a size reference. Get it?
So can I ask y'all a question? Like, I'm just curious. Like, and I'm going to start with you, Ange. So... I just want to understand, like, are we talking about connection and sex and all that? How important is connection with sex with you? Because I know some women who can fuck a dude and not be connected with him. Like, what is that?
I think when I was younger, the connection wasn't as important. And I think I also had boyfriends, like, randomly. Like, if I was just talking to you for a while, you would just, like, my boyfriend, even if I wasn't in love or anything, I would just be like, well, he's a person that, you know, I'm with him all the time, so I might as well make, I always used to have a boyfriend.
Right.
And then as I got older, I realized, like, a boyfriend should be somebody that you could potentially see yourself with, you know, so that got a little more serious, because I'm like, okay, I got to get more serious in my life. So I stopped, like, just, you know, I would just randomly, like, okay, let me go out with this person, let me go out with that person. But when it comes to sex, I don't know that I ever had, like, deep spiritual sex ever. Like,
do you feel like you need to be connected to yourself on a certain level in order to have that with somebody else?
Like, masturbate?
Perhaps, I don't know. Okay. Just in general, connected to yourself on a certain level, like.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna tell you what it is. Like, for me, I feel like everything in my life, like, even when I do, I'm so distracted. Like, I do a million different things, and I'm super busy. And I don't really take a lot of time to like connect to myself. Mm. And, you know, I feel like I just started meditating. You know, so some yoga would help. But I also don't feel like I have real issues. You know what I mean?
You don't have to have issues.
Because you're living your best life.
It's so connected. I think that like you're like getting your pussy in and you're thinking of the rumor report. And you're supposed
you know
to
what?
What's going that on nut. Right there.
Exactly. I'm going to be honest. Like, when I get my pussy ate, I want to make sure I come. Because I hate when you're, like, right there. And then
and it don't happen.
Oh, my God. So I hate annoying. When I'm about to come.
So annoying.
And then he switches.
He does something else
or,
away.
Like, sticks his finger in. Because I don't like getting fingered
finger
while you
out of there.
Out
me either. Don't put really your finger like... in me while you have your tongue down there.
Yeah, I don't like
leave
that.
Fingers.
I don't think I mind that.
Grab my nipples or something.
Like, does that happen for guys? Like, if you're getting your dick sucked, Mario, and somebody's like, and the girl like switches the rhythm or like,
don't stop
the position. Stop. Can that
I'm very, very expressive. So like, I'm not gonna let you make the same. Let you make the same mistakes over and over. And it's not even a mistake.
He'll let you know. He'll tell you.
Like, yeah, like I'm gonna tell you. Like
you should have kept with the tongue action.
I'm gonna tell you what I like.
Yeah, because girls like bitches in bed, like for fun, like bitch.
Yes.
Don't. You never did that?
Yo, yeah, I did a lot of things. Yeah, but I think it's levels to it. You know, like you. It just depends on what the vibe.
You ever smack a girl?
Look, don't get yourself in trouble now.
Like if she asked you to. Because girls like...
Certain things I can't say, but just use your imagination.
Killed someone?
No. Certain things I can't say because it might be taken out of context. But
no. Because like...
I'm going to tell you in another way.
Okay.
I am a very, very intense person, mm-hmm. right? And it's a lot of levels to me. And they come out depending on who I'm with mm-hmm. and like where they are, you know? If a girl allowed me to express my dark side, then we're going to see what
happens. You do S&M?
If a girl allowed me to express myself in certain ways, then
like bondage or anything?
You know what I'm saying? So
if the woman he's with allows him to express himself that way, then yes. So that's the answer. Yes.
That's fascinating.
I know the name.
Hmm.
Mr. Gray.
Yeah.
You should let me bond you.
You should let me bond you.
You passed the first half of your cup yet.
You should let
it's
me smack
lit.
You.
No,
you should let
me. See, I told you not to answer that.
I mean, you've been smacked during sex, L'Oreal.
I don't play that shit.
You haven't?
I like the choke thing until you choke too much. Like, it just...
Asphyxiation.
It's like just
until you're about to die.
Yeah, don't kill me.
Right.
Because I got a lot of living to do. But the smacking, yeah, I don't really play that smacking shit either. That's the mess.
But somebody's tried it.
Huh?
I don't know if it's some girls.
If you can hide, you can hear.
Stephanie would tell you she loves being smacked.
Yeah, I don't
she'd
like
be like,
being
smack me, smack me.
No, don't like smack me. Smack my ass, but don't smack my face. You can come on my face, but don't smack it.
Right.
I actually hey,
yo, hold on real quick. Yo, how do y'all fellas
don't
deal
smack
with
smack it?
Are y'all here every week, right?
Yep.
He's talking to no one. No, I'm joking. Huh? There's no one behind these cameras.
The guys just the guys from Cinematic TV. Yes.
They I actually don't know how they feel about the show.
That's no, Gigi loves when guys come on her face, and some women think that's disrespectful.
It.
And when we saw that episode of Insecure,
and then I say thank you,
where Issa Rae was upset that he came in her face. Remember that?
Yeah, remember I told that then mm-hmm. when we talked about that then. I'm gonna ask for it on my face, and then when I get it on my face, I'm gonna thank you for giving me what I wanted.
I can respect that.
Now, do you clean it off right away, or do you like
sometimes? It all depends on where it lands. Mm-hmm. Like if it get in my eye, then that shit got to go.
Yeah, you
got
to rinse
that. But if it's
out.
Like on a good, if it's in a good area where it can kind of like drip and like a little bit and like, you know, I'll give it a minute before I
let it dry.
Or if it's in my hair and you know, we got to get that out.
Have you ever fell asleep and it was dried up on your face?
You gonna put all the questions on you.
No, but it may
you need to be throwing that right back.
I might have woke up with some crusty hair before because I might not have got it out of my hair.
There's something about Mary's situation.
Or maybe, oh, it was in my ear one time a little bit. And I had to get it out of my ear. In
that's
not
like an ear
day.
Infection, but, pink.
Yeah, because you know it.
This is a
disperses.
This is a good remix for the songs.
Can we talk about girls again? I don't want to keep talking about.
This is about that. You coming on her face.
Yeah, not
her
about face. Me.
Yeah, I'm just saying, not you per se, but like,
in trouble.
Yeah.
Please,
this would be a good remix for drowning
on a face.
Oh shit,
on a face. Thank you.
Drowning. That's a lot going on right there. That's a lot.
That's too much coming.
Are you ever disappointed like if a guy doesn't come enough?
Yes.
Like, what was this little
what
bit?
Happened? Where is it?
I was always
Safari told us that means that he's having sex with someone else.
Ooh, is that true? He's cheating if he doesn't have a lot of cum.
That's not true.
He's masturbating.
Actually, that's not true either. So, no, I'm just giving you from my experience. Okay. So there's a practice where you can, because when you release, that's life force that you're releasing, right? So there's a practice that I do. Life force, all right. Yeah, it's definitely life force. That I do where you don't release all of it. Because when you release all of it, you're basically just like squirting your life force. You know, so you
hold back some of it?
Yeah, and you rise it up, yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
So you just come a little bit. I didn't know you could come.
Not all the time. I'm saying if that happens, it's not like always
when
true.
When you start peeing and you stop. How is that possible?
Nah, it's different. It's different.
Guys can't do that. That's hard, though. I can't pee and stop. Once I start peeing, I got to let it all out.
Yeah.
Y'all know me and my little weak bladder. I got problems.
No, but wait. So do you feel like not really relieved? Like you?
No, it's even
right,
better.
Is it like a half a
night? It's better?
Yeah.
Then you could go.
Does the rest of it come out later?
No. You literally take that energy, you rise it up.
Damn. Yeah. So that's how you got taller.
You save it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you rise it up and it disperses throughout the body. It's called prana. It's life source.
What's it called?
Prana. It's life source. Okay. Yeah.
I thought that was seafood.
What? Prawns?
No, shut piranha.
What is going on right now?
I don't know. I'm
saying, what is going on?
Big
right
shrimp.
Now?
She thought it was big shrimp. Man.
So, like, what's your ideal place?
I feel like y'all are sexually suppressed.
You do?
I think? We're nosy.
No.
Not because of what y'all asking me. I just feel like it's like
I feel like you have sex on a way deeper more spiritual level than we do.
Okay, maybe.
That's what I'm. What about threesomes?
I've only done it once.
What?
Really?
I'm surprised.
I'm surprised to hear that.
Damn.
Only once.
I thought you.
You didn't like it?
Nah, it was good. It was fun.
Mm-hmm. So why you only did it once?
I'm saying because I haven't found the right trio that feels right.
Trio
that feels right. You know that.
It's too many levels of connection that they got to be deep about.
It's enough to connect with one person, exactly. The right level. You like my point?
So two of them is just too much to level out, yeah, like, and then he got to be in the middle.
I can. Like, just
and I'm not about to just go get drunk and just wild because
he's not wasting his life force on just two people. Then
yo, straight up, bro.
It's too half.
They're not worthy enough if they're half a cum because the life force got to go back to the prana.
Nah, but I do meet him with like five. Like I picture him with like five bitches.
Right.
Me too.
Like yeah,
Hold on. Hey, hold on. What's my that's my alter ego?
Yeah.
That's what you see?
That's just mm-hmm.
What made you
holding a bottle of 1942 and five bitches and you like you here.
That shirt look like you need
you,
five.
Play with your nipples.
You right now.
Lick her butt. Like you just passing out, direct.
He's like, I gotta get this shirt in every color.
Yo, y'all talking crazy.
When the legendary rapper Prodigy died last year after being hospitalized for sickle cell anemia, his friends and fans were shocked. Now a new podcast called The Realness from WNYC Studios takes you inside Prodigy's life and music. Using never-before-heard audio tape, The Realness will introduce you to the person behind the rhymes that hid years of excruciating pain. Along the way, The Realness will talk with the Queens-based doctor who treated Prodigy and brought sickle cell out of the shadows, the rap legends who knew him, and activists who wonder if Prodigy may have died needlessly. The Realness is a podcast that goes behind Prodigy's music to reveal his lifelong struggle against his own body and how that struggle informs his lyrics and fueled his success. Listen and subscribe to The Realness wherever you get your podcasts and learn more at therealness.org. That's therealness.org.
Now let's talk about the new album, Dancing Shadows, that's coming out, right?
Hell of a segue. Okay.
No. I want to hear some more of the topics because we know about drowning. We've heard that song. So tell us some more of what we can expect.
Definitely. You're definitely going to get more depth on this album. You know, don't look to hear like all like club records. Don't look to hear. Like I didn't wait this long to put out an album to just give you all that. For me, it's like I'm trying to merge like two generations because I feel like I'm in the middle of two generations right now. You know, and I feel like there's so much to be said in culture. You know, and I feel like I have a voice that resonates with a lot of people. So I want to use it for the right purpose. You know, so I talk about, of course, I have sexy songs on there. I got vibey songs, R&B records, but I have conscious records on there where I talk about growing up in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a record called Good Times. That's more of an anthemic record about, you know, being in a dark space, but making light of it. Like just records that I feel like will resonate and what people need right now. You know, it's painful to be an aware person and see what's going on. And when I'm in the studio working, it's like, it's hard for me to just think, all right, what record can I do that's just going to get popping in the club? Like, I That's not my purpose, mm-hmm. you know? And so I made an album that represents doing shadow work as we're talking about, like digging on a deeper level, you know, which is why I named it Dancing Shadows. But the song Dancing Shadows itself is a progressive, vibey, sexy R&B record. But the deeper level of that song is two people who are with each other, but not revealing their true selves because of fear, because of like one wants to control the other. Like everybody wants to be in control, especially in the beginning phases. Like, I don't want to. It's right. that, you know,
people don't
that,
never tell their,
yeah, it's like
expose their true selves.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm going to take y'all on a ride with this project, you know, and I feel like it's one of them albums where when you listen to it, when you by yourself and really get into it, I feel like you'll really feel more connected to who I am as a person and as an artist. And, you know, that's pretty much my goal with this project, to tour, to make credible content. That's drowning for me. It's like, this is for my R&B lovers, this for the ladies, this, you know, but then, just like in my real life, I'm gonna take you deeper after I reel you in. That's
why
my
such
goal.
A long break in between albums.
There's a lot that's happened over the past few years, man. Like personally, business wise, just, and also I've released music, but right. I haven't released a body of work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like, I'm an album artist. Like people want a body, even though this is a singles market where you can just release singles. Mm-hmm. For me, I think my depth and my talent requires someone to have a full experience.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to have a full experience.
No, I think you should. You know what I mean? Like, I think Absolutely. That people should be proud of yeah. bodies of work that are cohesive,
yeah.
that you put together that have, like, you
meaning.
Know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's important.
But I think there's still people who want that. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And
when you said that you are in the middle of two decades and you're merging them and,
yeah.
or, you know, two eras or whatever, and you're merging them, I yeah. feel like that's definitely needed.
Yeah, I'm trying to set, I'm trying to, thank you. Yeah. I'm trying to set myself up to have a platform to be more than just an artist you want to hear on music. I want you to look at my art and be like, yo, like, I want to, if he do, which I'm working on right now, if he do a museum concept, I want to go, like, I want to show you guys who I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But I have to start with the music because that's what people,
that's what we know. For,
you right. know what I'm saying?
And that's true. And we have yeah. seen you go through a lot of things.
Yeah.
And you've been honest about a lot of things in your mm-hmm. life. You have a charity. Also, that yeah. is very near and dear to you, I'm sure.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
That helps people relate to you. Like when they've gone through similar struggles and then mm-hmm. they can see that you can say, okay, I went through this also.
Yeah.
That's a really important thing. Like that makes me realize, like when there's certain artists out there and I have no idea what's going on in their personal life and why should I, they put out a song, but I don't really connect to it because right. I can't relate it to anything going on in their life.
With them.
Like right. I'm sure like when I hear your songs, I could feel like, okay, he just went through some shit.
Yeah, I mean, It's just like, I feel like if you're making art today, use your art as therapy or use it to continue to build your brand. Like a lot of people do that. But some people, I feel like their art do represent where they are. Some people just aren't as deep as other people. Others are, like, you know, you can't really compare.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say names, but you look at a J. Cole, right? And you hear his music and you hear him speak. Like you see the cohesiveness, right. you know, you see
That's
the growth.
That's who he really is.
That's who he really is, you know, and I admire artists like that because you need artists like that when the majority of artists are representing something completely different. And that's okay too. Like
really
that's
are.
What they do. But you know, I feel like as far as R&B, I am that. That's what I am for R&B. And that's what I want to do with this project is
that's
really dope. Make music.
And
that's,
your concepts are like
deeper.
Unique and different. It's not like the same old yeah. love song. I like how you like, you're putting a little twist to it, but it's still relatable.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I got a song on the album, which I think y'all would enjoy. It's called Too Many Options.
Ah, shit.
Uh-oh.
Why don't we enjoy that?
Yeah.
I mean, Too Many Options.
You know, you know, because she's telling me over here, I need 5 options in the bedroom. You telling me I need 5 options in the bedroom.
You.
But deep down inside.
He has too many
deep
options.
Down inside.
Nah. I've had 5 options in the bedroom.
Right. See, not me. Wrong one.
Don't you think it's crazy that guys.
Nah, because this is what happened. I had a girl tell me one time, we were having a conversation, and she was telling me, she was a younger girl. I'm like, so what's up with all options? She's like, look, I think the same way dudes think. You gotta be an option to know if you're the one first. You gotta be an option to get chose.
Mm.
And that, like, I'm like, but too many options is just, it can't be good for you. And that's how the conversation.
You gotta DM me on Instagram so
song.
I can see if I'm gonna choose you.
But I felt like that song was relevant for
options.
What's going on today.
Right.
Like Instagram and social media, it makes it so easy for you to have multiple options.
These people reconnecting.
They have
I haven't seen you in years.
Like the effort can be right here for some people. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to even meet in person constantly.
It's lazy.
We're back. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So that song kind of talks about that situation.
That's a fact. Yeah. I feel like people don't go out and meet each other like they used to.
No.
It's more like, okay, oh, let me look on the gram. I'm in the house tonight, bored. My girl sleep next to me.
We animals, man. It's savagery out here right now. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You think, would women say that you're a nice guy, like women you've dated?
In the beginning.
Oh, in the beginning. What's your sign?
Virgo. How did I know? That's so crazy.
How you know that?
Just how you know,
you looked that shit up, man.
No, I didn't look it up.
Did you?
I would say it from the beginning.
Yeah, Virgo too?
I'm going to tell you why. Yeah. Because I've dated a couple of Virgos before, and you act just the same.
Ah, shit.
Just, damn.
Damn, she just played the shit out of you.
What happened? I like Virgos.
What happened with these no good men you dated that was Virgos?
She didn't say that it was no good.
Did your Virgo guys like up and disappear sometimes? Just like kind of... Because that's what they do.
I'm going to the store. I'll be back.
I feel like guys disappear.
Like Virgo, Virgo guys, they will just fall all the way back and just disappear. And
then come right back.
I feel like I communicate that first. We communicate that first.
I'm about to disappear. Like, listen, bitch, if I come up missing, don't you worry. Don't you fret. I'll be back.
Scorpio,
I got to go check on something.
Scorpios are freaks, but they are the worst cheaters and liars ever.
No, Virgo men are very sensual. Right. So maybe that's a freak.
Do you believe in like all this astrology stuff? Like, is there a sign, a woman that you
believe in that? Yeah, of course.
What sign are you attracted to, would you say?
The signs that, honestly, Virgos, I love Virgos. Mm-hmm. Even on a friendship level, I love Virgo friends. Aquarius, Virgo, Geminis. God damn.
Oh, Gigi.
Geminis are the worst, right, Gigi?
I'm a Gemini, bitch. Gemini men are the worst.
Yeah, Gemini men are crazy.
Both of y'all.
Yes, yeah, so Virgo, Gemini, Aquarius, Scorpio.
Scorpios are freaks. Aquarius are very vocal.
Everybody loves
and opinionated.
Oh well, look
and Taurus.
The two Capricorns over here, quiet as hell.
Y'all Capricorns.
Everybody loves Capricorns.
Everybody does love Capricorns. Everybody loves y'all.
We're very practical people.
You know my favorite line: Jesus was a Capricorn, so
that's a fact.
You know, you got to just know that we in the same, you know, walk of life.
Okay.
So you said like women would say in the beginning you're nice, and then what happens?
He's like a sour patch.
Because I think your ex. No, it's not.
First thing, what would women say about you? Like, if there's a general consensus.
I feel like you asked that question because like it seems like, okay, so he's a nice guy because he's considerate and he's all of this. But I am all of that. But there's like levels to me. Not that I don't get nice. They just like, oh shit, you have this side too.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that. I just didn't know you were that too. So it's like.
Like what? You were what?
I mean.
Like, give me an example.
Just the more, the darker side, mm-hmm. you know, and that can be
the
50
Shades
ways.
Darker side. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Mr. Grader.
Yeah.
You know, they always say that men like Mario women who are crazy. Do you feel like you like women that are classified as, damn, she a little crazy?
I think I bring the crazy out of women.
Ah, shit.
Not in a bad way. Y'all keep thinking everything, but not bad.
We're just playing with you. Everything was like, oh shit.
I like to bring out the side of people that they're scared to explore.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like that's like where the magic is. Like, you know, creatively. Like, I like, if I'm around a woman, I want her to be a muse too. And I want to be her muse.
Right.
Like, I'm a creative person. I need creative energy. Like, you know what I'm saying? All the time. So it's like, I like to bring out all sides of you.
Are there limitations on anything for you? Like in the bedroom, what are you like? Okay.
You going back to that. Okay.
What I mean, it's lip service.
Okay. That's what I wanted to ask you. What was the whole concept? Okay. So I get it now.
We want to know all your freak stuff.
Mm-hmm. Limiting himself in that 1942.
Oh, so
listen, this my second cup.
He's very limited.
I get to it. Mm-hmm. But, what'd you say?
Are there some limitations like in the bedroom? Like, do you use food? Do you play with, you know, are you into toys?
Vibrating cock ring.
You use a cock ring? Yeah.
Like, there's certain things I've never done none of that.
You never use toys?
But not that.
Tie up.
Not that before.
So what toys have you used? Handcuffs?
We don't get into specifics, but I say this.
Come on, we want to know.
I say this.
Specifics.
Specifics.
Get
specific.
I just feel like that's for me and whoever I'm with. You know what I'm saying? But
no, I'm joking.
I don't kiss and tell. I'm a gentleman.
We gotta bring out his dark side. Give him a shot.
I gave him.
Oh, there's level.
That's not. Y'all don't want that.
Let me put his drink down.
Y'all don't want that.
What level are we on?
The last 10 minutes.
Hold on. I got you some 1942.
The last 10 minutes. I promise. I'll take a shot.
Well, you're not even drinking the regular drink or sipping.
That's not regular.
Ain't shit regular about this.
I just want to say, what drink does he want?
That's like a triple shot.
Hey, y'all be letting her get y'all up here. She ain't, nah.
This bottle was $1,000. You just lend this to
All right, listen. All right, no, you know what? All right, you know what? You're right. I did ask for it. Look, I asked for the 1942. I'm like, they ain't going to get the 1942.
Why wouldn't we get it? Cheers. Oh, did you just call me broke?
Nah. That's the difference between cheap and broke. Nah,
you just call me cheap. You 1942.
I thought it gets it.
You asked for Perrier Jouet Rosé. You get Perrier Jouet.
No, we are celebrating because you do have a new single and video right, out today, right. Johnny.
Cheers. Good.
Cheers to drowning.
We want you to drown.
You've been doing this for a while.
Ain't
1942.
To drowning in the 1942.
Cheers to drowning in the pussy.
All right, here. Cheers. Exactly.
With the 1942.
That's right. Here you go.
After the 1942.
Here's the Gigi drowning would come on her face.
Absolutely. All
right. She thought she was drowning.
She didn't even drink nothing. I don't know.
Man.
Bamboozled.
It's just like the boxing face. Round when it be like, that's the part. So you got to drink up right now. Let's go.
You know?
Fight.
We're good.
If you like our show, you might also enjoy The Nod, a podcast that tells the stories about Black culture you won't hear anywhere else. The show is currently highlighting some of the best of episodes from its first year, so it's the perfect time to tune in. From Beyonce YouTube conspiracy theories to a 70s team of Black models that changed fashion forever, to the surprising historical connection between grape drink and Black history, there's something on The Nod for everyone. They talk Black hair on TV with Yara Shahidi, youth incarceration with Michael K. Williams, and Kung Fu's influence on hip-hop with the RZA. Subscribe right now to The Nod wherever you listen to podcasts or go to gimletmedia.com/The Nod. Okay, where are some places that it's not good to have sex?
Like, not, you know, good?
Yeah. Like, I think, like, in the ocean is not good. Even though it sounds good.
The ocean is too salty.
Water sex,
the
listen.
Water's too salty.
Right. Water sex,
I need
period.
Salt in my
but the ocean water is not good for vagina. Foreplay and, like, just... That energy of the ocean, being in it, like, that's just
the idea, like, of it is very sexy.
Being like, don't do this if you can't handle it, but being like tipsy in the ocean or sober, whatever. But the first time I swam in the ocean was my 25th birthday, and I was with my girl at the time, and we went out. We were gone off.
Were you
something.
On like a really good?
We went
beach.
Out in the ocean at night, and we literally swam like super far out.
At night.
Yeah, I can't trust the ocean Scorpio. At night. I can't see it. Yeah.
She was a Scorpio.
She's freaky.
Sounds like,
yo,
drowning part
care.
Two.
Drowning.
We were out in the ocean, kissing, like, you know, that when somebody got water on them, like, it just feel, it's just different. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was crazy.
Listen,
so it was fun.
Like,
but I do agree.
I'm so scared to go into the ocean at night because I can't see it.
You don't care.
Like, if I can't see what's in the water, and I don't play around with the wild.
You need
nah, man.
If I can't see what's in that water, I'm not fucking with it.
I can't swim, so I'm not doing it.
And I can swim, but I need to see what's around me in that water. If I can't see through the water, I'm not getting in it past my knees.
Right.
I'm sorry.
The hot tub is also a very overrated place to have sex. It's overrated.
Any water is overrated for sex. The shower is overrated. The pool is overrated. The hot tub is overrated. It's all overrated. And what people don't realize.
You're making it sound very unsexy.
Well, what people don't realize is that water is not good for the vagina.
I agree. I agree.
Mine.
I've heard some.
I clean mine too.
But every girl, but like some girls.
Sex, but having sex in water is not good for the vagina. That's my point.
Water does good for my vagina.
No. Having sex in water is not good for the vagina.
You know what's the worst? If water gets up in there and then it's like trapped in air. The worst thing
air,
is when
water,
air in your vagina and you
gross.
But sometimes like that air gets in your vagina.
That's
and
a fake squirt.
Yeah.
I hate that. That's embarrassing.
Water. But yeah, water is probably not the best place to have sex.
What other places are not good to have sex, would you say?
Anywhere where you're going to be distracted,
mm-hmm.
like by people you don't want to be, like, you know, it's like, you don't want to go somewhere, like, I got tents all in my cars, like, I got tents, so we can always, if we want to get something off in the car, we can pull over wherever, but public places can be fun, but not if you really into the person, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, because you're going to get distracted.
We don't want to see you on TMZ. Like,
yeah, you're gonna, like, you know.
Sing a Mario.
Where else?
Right.
Where else
have a picture
of
you
with place.
Pants down.
His little butt crack hanging out.
Yo, come on.
You like, ah,
you're such
Mario?
A, you're a freak. You're a freak.
What about licking butt? Since L'Oreal brought up her butt crack. No, you won't do that?
Again, your butt licked.
He said no comment.
No comment.
That's a yes.
The pussy is there.
That's a yes. Let me make sure I don't accidentally drink his drink.
No, like Kevin Gates with the toes.
You seen that? Do you suck toes?
Yeah.
But like him, I feel like there's
absolutely.
If, the level, if you suck toes, you eat ass.
It's levels.
If you suck toes, you eat
what is this? Like what? Are, like come on, of course.
We're
like,
nasty.
Listen, I need y'all to stamp date that for right now. What's today's date?
Welcome. We're disgusting.
Stamp date and time. Angela Yee said, if you suck toes, you lick ass. Okay,
that's not true.
And cut.
You think that's true?
I definitely think that's true. I'm gonna prove it right now.
I think it's true.
No, I don't think it's true because I don't suck toes, but
how is that even doing the same?
I don't suck the toe in my life, but I put my
because it's like a hygiene thing, and I think your butt probably cleaner than your feet.
I've gotten really lucky that all the girls that I've ever dated had really sexy feet,
but I can't.
And I definitely am into pleasing the women I'm with, so yeah, I'm definitely eating the toe.
And they are. If their toes are clean, their butt clean too.
I'm not licking nothing unless it's clean. Like I
well, yeah, I hope not. Don't be nobody dirty.
I don't. First of all, get in the shower. I don't like that unless that you really, really my nigga. Like I've been fucking with you. Then okay, I'll suck your salty, I'm sweaty not dick.
Even gonna... and put
sometimes
Patron,
though, you
I
be...
had that Patron with salt.
Sometimes you're so like into somebody. And sometimes you so turned on by that person, like you will consider doing certain shit anything. That you wouldn't
normally. Yeah, if that's your, that's what I'm saying. If that's your partner.
But Mario, would you have, has a girl ever sucked your toes?
Yes.
Of course. He laughed at that. It tickled.
Yeah. He probably has pretty toes.
I bet he has. So
yeah, let's see. Some let's guys see. That like that have would be a first. Feet.
If you took your shoes off.
Can we see your toes?
I think they are pretty. Let me see.
Gigi has a foot fetish.
I don't have to. Yeah, he got nice. If he take his toes out, you got to lick one. For the first time, for the first time ever, we got toes out and Gigi licking toes.
Y'all had somebody up here talking crazy.
We wanted now, to
honestly,
be you.
I'm going
to
be honest. If this wasn't on camera, there'd be a lot of things that I talk about with y'all.
Well, people can still hear it, so you know.
Huh? After party.
I said if it wasn't.
I know, but people would still hear. Oh, you mean if we weren't even
if
recording?
It was just us and we
if it was
also
just a regular conversation.
If it's okay.
Be like I would.
It was, he was still a little bit more.
Pretend to turn these off. Like,
yeah.
No, I'm
like, okay, guys, and that's lip service. So what was you saying?
What about squirting? Do you remember the first time a woman squirted with you?
Absolutely.
Did you know what it was?
Did you know it was pee?
Drowning part three.
Yeah, it kind of did. It freaked me out because she was riding me. Oh. And we was on the couch.
Was it your couch?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
she,
that sucks.
Yeah, nah, yeah, it's crazy. But actually, nah, I put a towel on because.
So you okay?
Yeah, like you know it's gonna get messy, so you might as well put a towel.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever
done that. I'm not about to just let
no one's ever put a towel down for me.
Yeah, like nah,
that's crazy.
Virgos are very anal. They're very clean. Yeah, like they're very.
If we're gonna have sex on the couch,
I've never had anybody put a towel down.
I don't put a towel down when I'm fucking on my period.
Nah. Is she on her period?
Nah, okay. I'm just not putting. I'm not letting. Nah,
it's the couch white. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
No, but it probably cost a lot of money.
Honestly, it was it like was it that upstairs in my crib. Like that's where when you first come in, like you know that's where like everything got to be like spotless because it's like
oh, the white we can. Crumbs.
The white
like,
that's right.
It's like kind of like, you know what I mean? I don't even like people clean. Sitting on a couch upstairs.
Oh, you got so
let her know.
No,
you
got
let her know.
He an old granny.
I just don't.
And mom.
That's like, you know what I'm saying? But that particular time, it was like, all right, we about to go in right here.
Wait, let me get a towel.
Yeah, that ruins the mood.
I'll be right back.
Nah, but I already put it like it was. Oh shit, it wasn't even a towel. It was one of the throws. It was one of the throws.
Throws
it was
on
one
that
of the
couch.
Throws.
But you're not fucking on it.
It was one of the throws.
That's really what they do on the
that's
porn.
That's easy to wash.
You put the blanket. She knows.
The same color.
I just listen.
It's the blanket that matched the same exact color.
But they can't never use the blankets at your house on the couch now.
He washes them.
Now we don't trust you. It could have been yesterday. We don't know what happened.
He was like, let me put this throw down. My girl's throw.
I mean,
don't use this nigga's throw.
You should just assume that anyway. Wherever you go to somebody's house, you don't know what they doing in their house, period.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But the make it wash your throws.
She
no, he threw that away.
Jumped up off me.
And she squirted on it. He threw it away.
No, I ain't throw it away.
You washed it?
Yeah, I washed it.
It's a silver.
That was a Gucci throw, girl.
Yeah, that's right. He got money.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
So, yeah, she stood up. She, you know what I mean, she squirted. And I didn't want to lose my cool because I didn't want to mess up her situation because I didn't know what was going on because she was still going crazy.
Damn, this right? Visual's crazy.
Yeah, she was still going crazy. She stood up. She was like holding on to me. She stood up and jumped up on the couch like right here.
Damn.
Like went from here to like right here and just was
like Jurassic
out of here.
Park.
So I'm holding on.
Jurassic Park.
I'm holding on her waist. I'm holding on her waist and I'm still ready. So I grabbed her and I put her back on me and you know, we got back to
how did she jump on the couch in the midst of squirting?
Yeah, she did.
Superhero strength.
She was a Power Ranger.
Because, no, in the middle
of it. Pink Power Ranger.
In the middle of it, she asked me. She was like, oh, I'm about to come. And then she jumped up.
Damn.
So, and I'm like,
about to squirt.
Right. So I'm like, I'm gonna let her do whatever she want. Like,
I want to. That was
my legs give out.
That was a platinum.
I'm about to come. Ain't no jumping up.
I would have went to jump up and fell on the damn ground.
What if she I was holding her. Oh, okay. I was holding her.
He was holding her waist.
Yeah, I was holding her.
Like a cheerleader.
Nah, but I was controlling that waist. What you talking about? You know how like when the girl riding you and she get a little tired, you gotta help her.
No, because she's like,
come on, man.
I don't get tired.
Right.
I don't get tired.
You gotta.
If anything, my legs get a little sore.
I'm just saying, you gotta. You know, sometimes you
feet and you. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing it that way.
I ain't doing all the squats.
Sorry, go ahead. Your legs get a little tired.
He's like, please, can I talk?
Y'all know how I get it. But I feel you. You don't get tired. That's what's up.
I don't get tired.
Now, I understand you. That's a gentlemanly thing to do. You know, sometimes we're squatting down, our legs hurt, we need a little assistance.
No, he didn't say that. He said she got tired of rocking her hips, so he had to move them for her.
Yeah.
He was moving her.
Not move it for her, but assist the
motion. He had to help her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
With keeping in rhythm.
That's good, because I don't like when guys,
right? It's like spotting weights.
I don't like when guys are very still when you're doing work and they just there.
I didn't say I was still.
No. I'm agreeing with you.
Clearly.
Sarah, I'm trying to help you.
You were rocking the boat.
That's good that you were doing that, because I don't like when guys are just like there.
When they just
they're riding and they're just like.
No, I took some assistance.
Right. I think that's good. You're supposed to be doing stuff with your hands. You know. Are you a kisser?
With some girls.
Oh my God.
No, yes, I am. No.
He ain't kissing everybody.
Yeah, like it's. But I'm gonna speak for now. Now, yeah, because most of the girls, if I'm sleeping with you, I'm into you like that. So, yeah, definitely.
He not just passing out. He just not passing out charity dick no more.
Do you feel bad about anybody like from the past that you might have did wrong? Like, damn, I kind
of
dogged.
Of course.
Her. Have you ever apologized?
Just because I know how, like on a deeper level, I know how much. Like, listen, I know. Like women, like they put themselves through the most out here sometimes to get that attention, and you know they trying to fill that void. So like, I feel bad about a couple of them that I like really dogged out a little bit. Yeah.
Did you ever try to make it work with one of them? Like, you know, maybe I fucked up.
No, I'm not gonna try to make it work to fix it. Nah, not like that. More like if I saw them again, I just treat them with a little more respect.
Maybe send her a bottle in the club.
1942.
not all that.
It's just more like an energetic, like little, you
some
know,
Bel Air.
Extra little attention, like more, just a vibe, real quick. You know
like
what I'm saying?
Bottle boy.
Instead of ignoring it when I see it, like I don't know her, just more like.
Damn, you've ignored people.
Ooh. Yeah, sometimes
it goes the dark
because
side.
I'm gonna tell you,
there's the dark side.
No, but
hello,
I'm gonna tell you,
Mr. Gray.
Tell you, like some people be putting on when they're around in certain environments, and they put I don't like that. So I'm gonna ignore you. Like if you try to.
Show they ass.
For the wrong reasons. Okay. But if you want some, like, you know when somebody real with you, like.
Right. Don't embarrass if you trying. See us in the club after this.
Yeah, man. Oh, y'all? Nah, of course not.
Nah, I ain't even going
to. I can't see y'all being like.
I want to be embarrassed. Look.
No, I can't see y'all.
You'll be like, oh. Like,
weird.
That's security.
Wait.
Yeah. Now, what about women who post thirst traps? Let's just say you're dating somebody, but she's still, we just saw this happen with Kourtney Kardashian, right? You said she posted a picture. She had like a little thong bikini on.
A little flat.
And her little floppy hat.
Her and the guy that's dating her, he basically said,
so this is what you do for likes.
Likes, yeah.
Underneath the
who comment. Said what?
Her boyfriend. The guy that she's dating.
Kourtney Kardashian.
It was like,
she posted a picture. She had on a little thong bikini and, you know, it was a
from behind picture.
Right.
Do you think that if you're in a relationship with somebody, they shouldn't be posting like thirst trap type pics?
I mean.
You post thirst traps all the time though, I guess.
It depends on who like.
Ignore that.
It depends on who you dating. Like. You mean you knew that you what you was getting into, like?
Oh, I don't feel like she was really one of the sisters. She's the only one that I don't.
It's very calm,
like showing her ass.
But she was like always with Scott, and she was the first one to be a mom, and you know
she's trying to keep up with the Kardashians.
She's the oldest.
She gotta have
right?
an ass out.
She's the oldest.
Mm-hmm. She's the oldest one.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like people can do whatever they want, man. Like do whatever you want, babe. Like I'm
do
not
what
tripping.
Makes you happy.
But
right?
Be authentic. Mm-hmm. Like if you start doing stuff that's out of your character, and you my girl. Yeah. I'm gonna look out for you, like you good, like what you,
right.
What you meant to do.
Like if you're getting
like, yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
Did you mean to post that picture?
I don't.
Were you trying to send that to me?
That type of petty shit.
Send that to me.
Like if it's not your character and you know, I see you doing something that's not your character, I might ask you about it. I'm not your father. Mm-hmm. If I don't like something, I might speak up on it, but I'm not going to like force you to be. I don't have time to babysit. Like, I'm not going to argue with you about what you're doing. Like, do whatever you want to do. If I don't like it, I'm going to stop fucking with you.
Right.
But I feel like that's not a comment. It should be a conversation. Or like
it should or shouldn't.
Yeah, I feel like it should have been a conversation before it was not a comment. Like, if you my dude and you really messed
her and said something about the picture.
Right, oh, yeah, I'm never, ever, like ever, ever commenting. I'm never in life ever putting my business out there.
I've never seen you do that.
Crazy. It's never going to happen, bro. That's
you never get tempted to say, I can't do it. Cause see,
I'm going to call you.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to talk to you.
DJ and L'Oreal over here lying because they know they be right up on social.
I wouldn't have commented underneath my dude's picture and said nothing. I might comment underneath a bitch picture like, bitch, what the
exactly.
fuck?
Exactly. I wouldn't do that.
I'm not doing none of that.
No. Not now in my day and age, but I have before.
Right.
Like, I definitely
I'm not doing any of that. We talking in person or we not talking. Like, I'm not doing none. I'm not putting myself. I'm not doing none of that. For what?
Yeah, I think he made himself look crazy when he did that.
Yeah, for what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if a girl posted a picture with you that you're dating and, you know, you had no idea she was going to do that? Like, y'all took a selfie and then she posted it. Would that bother you?
Nah, because if I'm taking a picture with you, and I mean I'm taking a picture with you, I'm letting you take the picture. So if you post it, like, that's on
what
me.
If she wrote Zaddy?
It's all good.
And she's 15.
Man, it's all good. It's all good.
What?
Oh, you and she that? What?
No, I said then she is 15.
To say Zaddy? Gigi be saying that?
Oh, sorry, Gigi.
what does that mean?
Say Daddy.
I've seen it a lot, but what does it mean to that?
I don't know. I guess it's
like a ratchet.
It's a ratchet way of saying daddy. I don't know. I'm from ratchet. Philly. Philly people say zaddy all the time.
Okay.
I think it's sexy. I like it.
You like what?
I like when girls like
say call you zaddy
like, or daddy.
Both.
Okay. You like being called daddy?
I don't never use that.
I mean, yeah, if it's, yeah, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Shit.
Some people think that's weird.
It's not it's not a necessity, but I'm not going to be mad if you do. It's like,
I use it.
You do?
Yeah, I use it. Why not?
All right, now we have one question that we're going to ask you that people always email in advice questions.
All right.
So I have one for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So this person said, I'm currently single, but I need advice on a situation. I met someone last year. We've been kicking it and caught feelings, but he backed off from me when he started going through some personal things and we stopped talking. Mm. It had been maybe 3 months or so and he ended up coming back and we talked about everything. During the period of us not talking, he messed around with someone else. He told me it all. We've been talking and hanging out since. He says he's devoted, but he tells me things because he respects the woman I am, but he doesn't want a relationship right now. Mm. I respect that, but I don't know how long I'm willing to wait or if I even should. Another guy I've known most of my life is now trying to spend time with me and go places, but I don't want to mess up what could be. It's just difficult when I don't know what to expect. What do you think I should do? I don't want to close myself off to be with someone that really wants to be with me, waiting on something that may never happen.
Mm. That's your answer,
girl. That's tough.
It's deep.
Well, it sounds like to me that the first guy, he's going through some transitions in his life. Mm-hmm. He's trying to find himself, trying to figure out what he wants, but he don't want to lose her. But he want to be honest with her, communicate, you know, with her. And he's hoping that in his honesty, that she'll wait around for him.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you know, in that process, I don't think that she should like stop herself from meeting new people.
So, right, because if somebody tells you, I'm not ready to be in a relationship, you have to believe that. And a man has to respect
you. I'm going
to
tell you, when a dude tell you something, he's telling you like, he's like telling you, if he's open with you, it's real. Like, if he tell you like, yo, I'm not good for you right now, and you're like, no, like, no, I believe it. Because he's being honest with you. So.
Have you said that to people?
Absolutely.
I just said that earlier today.
I think she's in the moment. I think that she should live her life and not wait for this guy, because she can miss out on something great waiting for him if he ain't ready. Life is about timing and about people crossing paths when the time
absolutely
is necessary.
You have
and
to like
if he crossed her path but it's not a necessary time for her and somebody else is in her path that's a necessary time for her, then she should move on to
don't block your blessing, girl.
Exactly. Don't block your blessing.
Sis need to live her best life, because I know like females that have really waited.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, the guy didn't get engaged to another woman.
Oh, you talking about been sitting there waiting and you didn't miss out on
Stevie J?
Oh, no, that's not what I was talking about. But Eva, get into that. You know, Stevie J and Faith. Like, who cares? Let's go. You know, you might, you
they got married. Person,
yeah, they got married. But you telling one person, wait, you know, and then you go and marry somebody else.
I think it's time for us just as a people to just be more vulnerable and honest with each other. Mm. Like, just because it's like, yo, what is all of this? Like, do not stop someone else's blessings because of your fears. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Be honest, be open, be raw, be real, because that's going to bless you later on. Karma is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And people think that karma is like, oh, only if I do something bad. Mm-hmm. No. Karma is anytime you are disharmonious within yourself, that's karma. It's not about other people. It's about you and the universe, you and God, whatever you want to call it. So whenever you're unauthentic with yourself on the deepest levels, that's, to me, in my opinion, how I live my life now, that's karma. So right. If I'm lying to you, trying to keep you around, like, eventually it's going to come back on me in some way, shape, or
form. Like a backup plan, I feel like some guys do. Because they're like, I know she's not going nowhere, you know?
Well, until she gone.
And sometimes we just don't want to lose what we feel like is, you know, something potentially good, you know, out of selfishness. You know?
I feel like Mario's my therapist.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we can go a lot deeper. Let's do a private
session. I have a question. Have you ever tried tantric sex?
I have.
I knew it. What's the longest that went for you? Do you like it?
I don't play with it. Like, it's not something I'm like, oh, let's just try tantric sex. It's like, if I feel like me and this person has
it
that
has to be the right person, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because you can't do that with just anybody. Like, right. You got to understand it.
How do you even try that the first time? I've read about it, but...
I think the first step is really, like, spending time with yourself and kind of getting in tune with, like...
Both of you have to be that way.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be in tune with yourself, and the female that you're with has to be in tune with herself as well.
And then you don't have sex, right? Necessarily.
On that
you don't have
level.
You have sex, but it's you're mixing sacred practices with sex, you know, breathing exercises, meditation before, meditation after, affirmations, putting things like envisioning, you know, what you both want to manifest. Like, I mean, I do it in my own ways, but I think the practice in general is really being in touch.
Yeah, because somebody with the process.
I don't think I had enough sex to get to this point yet.
Right.
Tantric?
Yeah.
You got to get more in touch with yourself.
No, I feel like that's
what Angela's on her way. She's meditating. And
I need to.
You're going
to
be trying tantric soon.
I'm happy that you are.
Listen, you know what? It's like my life is so hectic. I need to make sure that I'm just very like, you know, I mean, I'm a chill person. Grounded. Like, I'm a happy person. Mm-hmm. Things are going well. I count my blessings. I thank God all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, but I do feel like sometimes I have so many different things going on. I got to like take a few minutes
for yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So just
you got to tune out sometimes. Yep. You got to tune out because you can deplete yourself energetically. You know,
but don't tune out too much because then you get stuck in a space that you don't want to be in, and I've experienced that.
Damn.
No, I have.
All right, we're going to get more into that on the next episode with Gigi. And don't deplete yourself all at once like Mario.
Yeah.
It's a little bit.
Save it back.
You got to hold
back a little bit.
You can't let it all out.
Well, listen, we appreciate you for coming through. Again,
thank you.
The album's coming out in the fall.
Late fall. The single's out now. Drowning video is out.
Drowning video.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's been fun. Good. I feel like I know you a lot better.
We definitely feel like we know you a lot better.
We definitely know you a lot better. Was your experience what you expected, being as though that you have watched previous
episodes
and had questions about...
it's better.
Did you get your questions answered?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I did.
We had a good time.
It was better.
We're all going to try something different.
And that's all I want to evoke. I just want to evoke people to open up to new things, new awareness of themselves, of the world, being more aware, just spreading love in a different way.
What are some things you feel like you have to open up to?
Finding girls that are on his level so that he can have more threesomes.
He took them glasses off, so these questions about to get good.
No, he took them glasses off. He about to finish at 1942. He said in the last 10 minutes.
You know, that's a great question.
Look,
I never really thought
right
about
now,
it.
Because I drank, it's empty. It's gone. Look, twice.
What
twice
are you,
removed
what are you gonna say?
My 1942.
What are some things you feel like you got to open up more to?
That's a really good question. I have never thought about it. But I feel like I need to. I'm pretty open, man. I'm pretty open minded. That's like, it's more about time for me.
You think about marriage?
You know, okay, that's one thing. I have thought about it. Kids, the idea of having kids.
You never slipped up?
Long time ago. Okay. Like, I was like 16, 17. Yeah, but after that, nah. Nope.
So, but you do want to have kids?
He proud of that.
I'm so proud of it.
You can't wait, though. That would be a good time.
Yo, that process is, that was the most stressful, uncomfortable situation I ever experienced. Like having to go to the clinic and do all like it was. Just,
oh, you
was,
went?
Of course, yeah, I went.
What a sweetheart, and you had a song out at the time.
Yeah,
Yeah. Was you signing autographs in there? Yeah.
Like, no, it was private. It was private.
Okay, so y'all was
like, that was the deal, though. The deal was like, and I didn't force it, but the deal was like, if it happens, she's like, yo, at least go with me. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm with you.
Was she older?
No, she was around my age. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's scary for her, too.
I don't see him as being the type to date older women.
At 16, I felt like he was fucking mad.
Because you said, well, then, but not now.
That's a crime, by the way.
Because you have this whole like thing about you with like knowing who you are and being in control and being like a guidance force sort of in a relationship.
Nope.
So I feel like that you would kind of go to women that are your age or younger. Because
I've done both. Okay. Yeah, like I went from one extreme to the other like in the past year and a half.
Well, good. We would love for you to have a threesome with a mother and a daughter.
You know what? You're
crazy, bro. No, she crazy.
Bye, Angela. Good night.
Okay, lip service. Thank you so much, Mario, for coming through.